So, Steve, first of all, let's get through some of the team news issues to begin with. In terms of fitness, Daniel Nardiello, how's he?
He'll not play Saturday. He'll play in the reserves early part of the week. Daniel's back in training. He had a little setback earlier in the week. We'd probably put him back a day or two, but he'll be training today and tomorrow, and he'll be about 80%. But over the weekend, hopefully when we step him up, he'll play in the reserves early week.
I was going to say, he will need that now, won't he? Because he's had the injury for such a long time that he will need a good spell in the reserves to get up to speed now, won't he?
Yeah, you come into next week, he'll be 3 weeks out, and it's a long time, 3 weeks out. So Daniel knows that. He come back in super condition, which is a shame, and looked really, really good in pre-season. So he'll probably need a game in the reserves and another training ground game and four or five tough sessions. But if he comes through early part of the week, he would certainly be in consideration for Crawley.
Lee Frecklington was hobbling the other day. Is he okay?
He's probably 50-50, to be honest. He got a kick in the lower end of his back. He missed training today. We're hoping that he's missing training for a reason, that we can get him on the training ground tomorrow. But it'll be a late decision.
That's frustrating because, I mean, he's obviously started the season wonderfully, hasn't he? What do you put that down to?
Well, I thought he finished last season wonderfully as well. I think he's a good player. I think perhaps he's one of the key players and one of the key reasons we got promoted last season. And he came back in super condition. I thought he was fantastic in pre-season in some of the games. And he's took it in. I thought the two goals speak for themselves. And I think his overall performance against Sheffield Wednesday was excellent. And he just got caught late. You know, it's a challenge that happens. It wasn't in any way vindictive by the Wednesday boy, but he just got caught late. And it's just a kick, so it's not muscular. It's not something that's going to progressively get worse. It'll just be if we can shift some of that bruising.
Mm. Matt Tubbs obviously played the other day. In terms of him getting back into the swing of things, how far away is he from being 100% up to speed?
Weeks. It'll be the end of August before we see the real Tubbsy. But what you see the real Tubbs about is his effort and commitment. That's his biggest asset, is how hard he works. The goals will naturally come because he's a goal scorer, Andy, but he'll be 2 or 3 90 minutes away from being where he wants to be. He sets high standards. We set standards from, but he sets even higher standards. But I think when I said to the supporters that they can still rely on this boy to work so hard for the team, I think he's already a favourite and he's not scored a goal. And he's already a favourite because they've just recognised how hard he works. And you know, and Tubbs would run through broken glass and hot coals to work hard for his team, and he's always done that, and he'll do it here.
Managerial headaches. You've got one this weekend. You took Claude Davis out of the starting 11 for the Wednesday game. Morgan and Arneson back there were excellent. Davis obviously started the season very well in his own right. 3-2 doesn't go.
Well, it does if you put them in the 11, just where they play. You know, the one thing that we'll do for Preston is it's probably likely that we'll freshen the side anyway. We freshened it for the game against Sheffield Wednesday on the basis that the boys had put in so much effort at Crewe and a stirring comeback. And I think efforts put in on Tuesday night were at the top end of the zone. And certainly our test results and the boys since then show that. So we may freshen the side up anyway, and that may or may not involve Claude. I'm certainly not going to be helping Simon Grayson.
No, but it begs the question again about Arneson and where you see him long term. I mean, is that maybe now not a valid question because he will play one or the other? There's not a long term role, a specific thing for him forward here at Rotherham United.
Well, I think we were disappointed we only won 1 or 2 pre-season games, and it may have been the case that he had missed out on Tuesday, and he was, you know, we had to have a little chat with him. I had a little chat, and then he was excellent. But Carly Arneson's got fantastic ability, and when Carly Arneson plays like that, we all know how good he is. But, you know, he set his own standards when he came to this football club. He's set them last season and they have to be maintained. But when he plays like that, he's very, very good. Mm.
Meaning, though, because he won't necessarily be used in one role, he won't just play at centre-half long-term, he won't just play in midfield, you've got two roles lined up for him then?
Oh yeah, he can play either. I mean, he plays, when he goes off with his country, he plays at centre-back. And up in Aberdeen and in Plymouth, he's been deployed both at centre-back and centre-mid. And he can do both with some real grace. And when he's fully focused in at it, there's a clear argument for him to be included in the team in either position. So, but as long as we've got Carey Anderson in our squad and as long as we have him focused the way he is, in the last week or so, then we'll be happy with him.
Ben Pringle's form at the start of the season, how would you assess how he's doing?
Well, I thought he was poor at Crewe for long spells in terms of on the ball, but we had a little chat with him about that as well. We've seen him, his tempo go down a little bit in training, but when I say poor, he was still probably average with most on the pitch, because Ben Pringle's such a gifted lad. They call him son of the gaffer in our dressing room. And because I love him, I don't hide my words. I think some of his play the other night, the goal is absolutely stunning. The more you watch it, you realise how stunning it is. But I think, you know, when you watch some of his movement and some of his passing, especially in the second half the other night, and some of his deliveries into the box were simply special.
I was surprised to hear you start your answer in that way, because what I was going to say is, you know, is he starting to show the type of form that will start to attract those above and him potentially move on to levels above? He's in that good a form right now.
Well, Ben's attracted interest from levels above, hasn't he? Both in the summer and both back last January. That's why we extended his contract. And we'd like to think if Ben wants to play in the level above, he'll help us go there, because we want to play on the level above. This football club and supporters deserve to be in the level above. But you know, listen, this is a very sound financially run football club, and it really would take the crown jewels to move somebody like him at the minute.
A lot of Rotherham United fans have been in touch with us over the course of the past couple of days following the win against Sheffield Wednesday, and they wanted to address the way the side defended, perhaps specifically in that game, and the way you took on Sheffield Wednesday and didn't really give them an inch, did you? Is that part of the master plan going forward here? Because you are, throughout the course of this season, going to be taking on side more experienced than yourselves at this level. All right, Wednesday are a Championship team, but by and large, the picture will be you're facing teams, yeah, more experienced than you at this level. So you've tweaked things defensively. Is that fair?
Yeah, well, we knew we had to be sharper. The first 15, 20 minutes at Crewe wasn't acceptable. I think pre-season we can allow for that. We've just been talking privately, you know, in a lot of the games it was different mixed up back fours, because we always thought when the real action come we'd be ready. But apart from 15 minutes at Crewe, I thought second half we defended really, really well, and we took that into Tuesday night. But, you know, I said before the game against Sheffield Wednesday that reality was if they play well and we play well, they win, unless we carry a lot of luck. But the reality is we played really well. I thought they played okay. I think we made them look, the supporters would say they've been poor because they've got beat, and supporters will talk with results. But I think when people go back and look at the DVD of the match, I think perhaps some credit should be given to my players. All I hear is Sheffield Wednesday were poor. The opposition has to be considered. There's times I've thought we were poor, but I've always felt give credit to the opposition if I think they've done well.
But have you done anything differently as a general prior to even thinking about Sheffield Wednesday, prior perhaps to the first game of the season, just to change things a little bit defensively here, to do something a bit different?
Well, last season we openly accepted that we were a bit gung-ho at times, and the roller coaster was the size of Big Ben, wasn't it? And we go down to 10 men, we'd equalise, and then we're going to try and win the game, and 90% of other management teams would be saying, well, if we've got a point at this, it's been a point gained. And we've tried to learn from that, and when you're sitting, believe me, after 7 or 8 minutes at Crewe and you're 2-0 down, you don't think you've learnt a thing. But we sorted that out very quickly at Crewe, and I think for 80 minutes we're by far the better side. And I think if you look against Wednesday, outside a long free kick for the goal, I can't remember Wednesday having a chance other than pop shots from 25 and 30 yards, and that's a credit because I think they've got terrific players. I think they're a good team. And if I was a betting man, I'd bet them to win on Saturday.
So, Preston next. How do you avoid the after the Lord Mayor's show day?
Well, I don't know if it's after the Lord Mayor's show, because I see another Lord Mayor come into town. You know, Preston North End are a fantastic football club, aren't they? They've got fantastic and proud history and traditions. I watched them on Monday night myself. I travelled across. There was almost 18,000 in the ground. The atmosphere was bouncing. It was electric. And everyone's seen what it meant to Simon and his players at the end. And they've signed some good players in the summer. You know, Kevin Davis, you know, I think every Championship club and some Premiership clubs all tried to get a hold of Kevin. You know, the boy Humphreys is a bit of a talent. And the boy who got the winning goal the other night, come out of Huddersfield, the boy Clark is another good player. So Simon knows what it takes to get out of League One, doesn't he, with some good football clubs. And he's gone on record and saying he hopes to do it with Preston this year. So that's how the size of our task is another big hurdle.
Significantly, though, Davis didn't play the other night, didn't he? Or he didn't start against Blackpool. I would imagine, don't know, he's going to start this weekend. When you know that they've got a player who is so specific and everybody knows just exactly what he can do, does that help you in planning?
Well, I can tell you now, Kevin Davis will play here. That's why he didn't play on Monday night. Because their clear priority is to be promoted out of League One. And if you're at a club the size of Preston North End, so it should be. But everything will go into Kevin. He's magnificent in the air. He's magnificent holding it up and bringing players into play. It'll be a different formation to what they played against Blackpool. And the boy Holmes, another wide player at Preston who's very gifted in the boy Humphreys, they'll put balls from deep, from the byline, everywhere. They'll put it on top of Kevin. And that's going to be a real battle for my defenders, not only to deal with the balls into Kevin, but deal with the quality when he gets a hold of it. Because he is, for me, the one special striker you can see in League One.
Preston obviously have had their issues over the course of the past couple of years in League One. Can you see Simon turning things around there and getting them possibly into the playoffs?
Oh, absolutely. It's the Simon Grayson team now, isn't it? You know, I think when you go in, depending on which stage of the season you are, it takes a little bit of time for a manager to get his hold on things and to put his plans in place. And, you know, Glenn Snowden's an excellent coach as well. And they've been working up there. They've been working hard in pre-season. And, you know, we watched the DVD of the match against Wolves and they should have won that. They should have been that 2 or 3. And then obviously I watched them at first hand. So we know what to expect. This is going to be really, really tough. But it's another fantastic day for the stadium, isn't it? We had Sheffield Wednesday. I thought the atmosphere was the best I've experienced. It was equal to the Aldershot match. It was up there with that. The atmosphere from both sets of fans was electric. And I think we'll get that again on Saturday. I think we'll be looking at another 5-figure attendance at the stadium and the place will be bouncing. And let's hope it's bouncing for the right reasons at 5 o'clock.
Cliche question, perhaps, but how important is it for Rotherham this season to actually really establish some home form in this division? I mean, it could be crucial, couldn't it?
Yeah, it could be. You know, we lost far too many games last year. But I think, interestingly, we had the best home form at the top 3 or 4 last year in League Two. So that was interesting. But now we need to improve on that. You know, we need it to be the type of fortress because we know how tough it is to go on the road and get point or get three. And League One's a big step up from last year. I think you only have to look at the fixtures. And when we looked at our opening six last year, what we thought we would get, and we looked at our opening six this year, and you see the likes of in there, likes of the Prestons and the Sheffield Uniteds and Notts County's away, which was a big cup match for us last year in Notts County. So it is a big step up. But I've always said we didn't have League Two players on League Two. We had League One and Championship players on League Two. Now they need to be Championship players on League One.